Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a doctor talking about how people can live a healthier life. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You'll now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Most people seem to think that in order to become healthier, we need to go to the gym every day and eat hardly anything. This, however, is really not the way to go about changing your unhealthy habits. Just a few basic changes to our daily routine can improve our health dramatically. If you are the kind of person who keeps trying to exercise regularly but keeps failing, it's time to think again about your attitude. It's important not to focus on your failures, but instead be positive about your successes. Instead of being unhappy because you didn't go to the gym 5 times last week, be proud of the fact that at least you went twice. One good reason to eat healthily is that it could improve your mood. A recent survey has found that 80% of people felt better when they changed what they ate or drank. A quarter of them said their bad moods and stress disappeared. The greatest benefit was felt after drinking more water, eating more vegetables, reducing sugar, and cutting down on coffee. Another way of improving your mood and reducing stress is to take care when you do things. If you start something, make sure you finish it, even if it is a minor task. Doing so can make you feel happier. When you get close to achieving something, your brain sends out reward signals that make you feel positive. Finally, you should make sure that you get plenty of sleep. Don't have too many late nights, although an occasional one won't do you any harm. Without sleep, the brain can't work properly, and you'll get depressed. So look after your body, and your body will look after you.
Now listen again.
Most people seem to think that in order to become healthier, we need to go to the gym every day and eat hardly anything. This, however, is really not the way to go about changing your unhealthy habits. Just a few basic changes to our daily routine can improve our health dramatically. If you are the kind of person who keeps trying to exercise regularly but keeps failing, it's time to think again about your attitude. It's important not to focus on your failures, but instead be positive about your successes. Instead of being unhappy because you didn't go to the gym 5 times last week, be proud of the fact that at least you went twice. One good reason to eat healthily is that it could improve your mood. A recent survey has found that 80% of people felt better when they changed what they ate or drank. A quarter of them said their bad moods and stress disappeared. The greatest benefit was felt after drinking more water, eating more vegetables, reducing sugar, and cutting down on coffee. Another way of improving your mood and reducing stress is to take care when you do things. If you start something, make sure you finish it, even if it is a minor task. Doing so can make you feel happier. When you get close to achieving something, your brain sends out reward signals that make you feel positive. Finally, you should make sure that you get plenty of sleep. Don't have too many late nights, although an occasional one won't do you any harm. Without sleep, the brain can't work properly, and you'll get depressed. So look after your body, and your body will look after you.
That is the end of part two.